They're coming mellow yellow.
Quite rightly.
They're coming mellow yellow. Sudden craze. Electrical banana. It's about to be the very next phase. They call it mellow yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me mellow yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me mellow yellow.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump has now paused some just announced tariffs, and Jason Brooks reports the markets are anxious for clarity.
Investor uncertainty is spiking higher on the tariff back and forth, with U.S. delaying tariffs on Canadian and Mexican goods covered under the current trade agreement. But unlike the reprieve extended to U.S. automakers the previous day, stocks reversed course and finished in another rout, with the S&P 500 now below the level it was before the election in early November.
Many Americans are growing more concerned about the federal firings, the latest at the VA. Veteran Gary Cannon of Illinois.
There needs to be some very diligent strategy as to who to get rid of and what changes need to be made. You just can't go in there and say, you're gone.
The head of a federal watchdog agency fired by Trump says he's dropping his legal challenge. Hampton Dellinger's case had been expected to make its way to the Supreme Court. And it isn't clear what will happen at the Department of Education. President Trump cannot shut it down without approval from Congress. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Whatever buzzwords or jargon they're using to describe it will not change the simple fact. They are making deep and harsh cuts to public education that will have an immediate impact on students here in Illinois and across the nation.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
As we've seen with USAID, for example, there's a lot the Trump administration can try to do to dramatically downsize these agencies without Congress being involved, and then sort of letting the chips fall where they may legally.
The U.S.-Ukraine talks are back on next week in Saudi Arabia. The NATO Secretary General is hopeful.
I'm cautiously optimistic that this will lead to good results. So it's better not to comment on what ifs, because it's my assumption, again, cautiously optimistic that things can move forward in a positive sense.
In Rome, crowds at St. Peter's Square heard a pre-taped message from the Pope. CBS's Chris Libsey is there.
Well, it's an encouraging sign to hear Pope Francis expressing his gratitude for the people who have been praying for him, specifically in St. Peter's Square. And it's the first time we've heard from Pope Francis since he was hospitalized. But of course, it's also a reflection of the toll that this illness has taken on him. You can hear the frailty in his voice after spending 3 weeks in the hospital.
The Pope has been hospitalized with double pneumonia. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Eye has the latest on the investigation into the homicide in Caledonia Tuesday night. They've learned that the 15-year-old suspect is a Case High School student. The teen surrendered to police at a home on East White Manor Court, where officers found the victim's body with stab wounds. A former Kenosha County school aide facing 12 felony child sex crime charges will undergo a competency examination. The attorney for Anna Marie Crocker raised concerns about her mental state during a court appearance. A competency hearing is scheduled for April 4th. And Racine County has withdrawn its support for a proposed ICE center. The decision scraps previous plans for land donation and financial contributions. Organizers of the ICE rink project say they remain hopeful for future opportunities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks dominate Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the shorthanded Dallas Mavericks in Milwaukee by 30 points, 137 to 107. Damian Lillard with 34 points, Giannis with 32, now with a total 20,000 career points. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles battled but lost at UConn 72 to 66. Next, they host number 6th ranked St. John's on Saturday. Head coach Shaka Smart after the game:
I told the guys we don't have a lot of time to, mope around and feel sorry for ourselves because we got another game on Saturday early. You know, I have a hard time flushing losses, but I have to lead the way for our team and set the example for that because Saturday's senior day.
The Badgers with a win at Minnesota 74-67. Wisconsin guard Jack Janecki hustled but got banged in the mouth. Did he lose a tooth?
He looks like a hockey player right now, but it'll be fine. It's just a little chip.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, lows upper 20s to 30. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few flurries and snow showers, highs in the upper 30s. Even warmer temperatures for the weekend and into next week, highs climbing through the 40s, even some 50s. It's 39 right now.
Timeless Hits WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with my friend Robin. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
So it's that time again. We got to talk about tipping because there's a new survey out about tipping. So yeah. I'm going to ask you if you tip certain people, yes or no.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go.
So the most obvious one is you're eating in a sit down restaurant where there are servers.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Okay. The person who gives you a haircut.
That's a really tough one. I would say yes, if they don't own their own company or own salon, but you know, that's silly because I'd still end up feeling guilty. So I'll say yes to that.
By the way, 92% of Americans tip their servers at a restaurant. 78% tip their person who gives them a haircut.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Delivery drivers.
No, because sometimes I don't see them because Amazon lives at my house. You know, it's here about four times a week.
All right. 76% tip their delivery driver.
Okay.
Bartenders.
Yes. Oh, yes.
70% tip their bartenders.
Okay.
Taxi or rideshare drivers.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. 61%. When you go somewhere and buy a coffee, like you walk up to the counter, that person.
Occasionally. Yes.
Okay. 25% will do that.
Yeah.
Fast casual restaurants where there are no servers.
No.
Yeah. Only 12% will tip those folks. Most surprisingly, perhaps 57% of adults say they tipped 15% or less at sit down restaurants.
You know, I have increased my amount that I tip now to 20 plus, basically. And it really helps me that they have the amount that, you know, on the bottom when it says 10%, 15%, 20%. I go by that. But lately it's been 20 plus depending on the service.
All right, there's my friend Robin. It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. On the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe. If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you meet me in the hallway. Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you. How in my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling. Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe. If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you meet me in the hallway. Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. You'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to historic Hornick Field, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. You know, sometimes there's just not enough time on the weekends to listen to a full-length top 40 countdown. So listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's capsule countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. So listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 for the capsule countdown on WRJN.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with a Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
To the sea, darling, so it goes.
Elvis Presley, WRJN. Let's take you back on this date in 1973. Elvis Presley history, March 6th, 1973. An attempt to bring Elvis to the UK for some shows failed. Promoters had hoped that Elvis would be available during the summer, but were told that Elvis now had U.S. tour and filming commitments. But we now know the real reason was his agent, Colonel Tom Parker, could not leave the U.S.
It was all other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine. Yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday. Trust that day.
Spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Let me urge you, if you haven't already done so, to sign up for the new weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts, promotes some local businesses, and has tips on marketing and advertising, too. Simply sign up at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The Racine County teen arrested for allegedly killing his mother Tuesday night was a student at Case. That's according to the Racine County Eye. The teen was arrested Tuesday night in Caledonia. Police say they found the victim, who had suffered stab wounds, inside their home on East White Manor Court after the teen reportedly surrendered at the scene. The Eye reports that the Racine Unified School District has activated its crisis team and that they're offering support resources to staff and students. You can read more at racinecountyeye.com. Two federal offices in Milwaukee County are among the 16 locations targeted for closure. The Food and Drug Administration office in Wauwatosa and the National Labor Relations Board office in downtown Milwaukee are slated to be shut down by the Department of Government Efficiency. Who's got the best burger in the state? Nominations are now open for the Wisconsin Beef Council's second annual Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest. Brittany Merlot has more.
Pickles Bar and Grill at Hazelhurst won last year, and they saw a 530% increase in burger sales from April to June. So you have until March 21st to nominate your favorite burger from any Wisconsin restaurant. You get one nomination per person on the Wisconsin Beef Council's website. Then in early April, the WBC will reveal the Elite Eight restaurants with the most nominations. And a secret panel of judges will then head on a delicious journey to taste and evaluate the top contenders. And the grand winner will be announced on May 1st to kick off May Beef Month.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, lows upper 20s to 30. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few flurries and snow showers, highs in the upper 30s. Even warmer temperatures for the weekend and into next week, highs climbing through the 40s, even some 50s. It's 39 right now.
Yeah.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. A survey revealed that pet owners who take excellent care of their pets end up spending far more on their animals than they would actually guess. For example, the lifetime expense of a dog is about $29,000, but $42,000 if you take better care. That doesn't even include college.
Summer rain taps at my window. West wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine, sitting here by me. She's here by me. She stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow, warm lips soft as a soul.
news, timeless hits, and UW Badger men's basketball on WRJN. We've got another one for you this Saturday morning as Wisconsin takes on Penn State, 11 a.m. Matt LePay has the call of the game. In fact, we're going to air all the Badgers games right through the tournament. And, of course, you can see the entire WRJN sports schedule online when you go to WRJN.com. folk, and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and these folks are big winners. Margie Vasquez, Jay Holland, Phil Wendling, Orlando Cartagena, all winners of tickets to see Gabriel Iglesias, that very popular comedian, is going to be at the State Fair this year in August. They won tickets from us. We're going to have all sorts of ticket giveaways this spring and summer. So you're going to want to be listening and going to WRJN.com for details.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Everybody's saying that there's nobody mean, and there's a little old lady from town.
is WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and we'll check in with Chris Morrow. He's got more Timeless Hits on the way. Thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I shall talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick.
Countries and companies that have been ripping us aren't particularly happy with what I'm doing.
President Trump didn't go much further in explaining why he's pausing tariffs against Mexico and Canada for a month, but the markets are now very wary, and there was no celebration after the announcement. Simon Rabinovich of The Economist.
The market went right back down to its day lows, down nearly 2% on the day, which is quite a big fall, and I think it signals the concern that, one, tariffs might be coming back, and two, that whatever exactly happens to tariffs, policy coming out of the Trump administration right now for the economy is looking absolutely chaotic.
Natalie Brand has more on the worries.
Nobody really wins in a trade war. It drags down the economies.
Brian Keel of the group Farmers for Free Trade